Cat and Nelly.
Free Radio.
Today marks 10 years since the 7/7 terror attacks in London. 52 people died when four suicide bombers detonated explosives on three tube trains and a bus. Former firefighter Paul Dadge from Cannock was there and he helped some of the victims to safety. Now, Dadge is on the phone with us right now. Can you take us back to that day?
Yeah, it's, I liken it to a scene of serenity, really. It's actually very, very quiet and... you'd expect, I guess, there to be a scene of chaos and confusion and people screaming.
But
actually, it wasn't like that at all. It was very, very orderly.
So when you walked out, did you realise what you were walking into?
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, it was 12:15 in the afternoon before I realised that A, there had been a bomb attack on London, and B, it hadn't just been at Edgware Road, but there had been three other bomb attacks elsewhere. And 2:15, I got into work to find the picture all over the internet. So very much unaware.
Cool. Well, Dad, 10 years on, then what's exactly happening today?
So this morning, I'll be gathering with others at Edgware Road to remember those who lost their lives, and we then have a service at St Paul's Cathedral attended by the Prime Minister, and more importantly, attended by the families who lost loved ones on the day. And this afternoon, there's a service in Hyde Park that I'll be talking at and kind of reflecting on those who lost their lives and looking forward to the future and what the future holds for us here in the UK, especially around terrorism.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I know, obviously, you're very busy. You've got a lot going on, so we really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
9 minutes to 9 now. This is Free Radio with Cat and Nelly.
Cat and Nelly.
Free Radio.